soon, so order today.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, let's do this again this hour. What do you say here? Because we're going to start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History moment.
Yes.
And by the way, your moments are appearing all over the place now.
Yeah.
There's another half dozen of them that are out there wandering around.
And I'm working on a Facebook page with them because people have been bugging me about it. So I'm going to get that put together with all the history moments.
But
yeah.
Here's another one live on this show and produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And her history moment today is about baseball. In 1892 in El Paso.
Let's watch the ball game, boys.
Three strikes and you're out. El Paso's love for baseball can be traced back to the first baseball team, the El Paso Browns, organized in 1892. And over the years, the team name would change several times. In 1926, El Paso's baseball team, then the El Paso Giants, runs into trouble when they moved from the Frontier League to the Copper League. The Copper League was known as the Outlaw League since many teams and players were often expelled from organized baseball for consorting with gamblers, loose women, and rabble-rousers. Though El Paso's Giants weren't outlaws, El Paso's reputation for gambling in sporting houses just might have been a contributing factor in a player's bad behavior. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
Ding, 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 your turn.
Yes, you like Bernie's playing with the kazoo back there?
It was Bernie and the kazoo.
Yeah, it was Bernie.
I can just see him wandering the neighborhood.
Yeah, that was a song from the Hot Shots from back in the 1930s. I was looking for some good music. I found that one. I said, I thought that was appropriate subject.
You can call him up if you want. He's part of doing this for the History Alliance.
Yes, he is, and he's home, and you can call him at 915-581-7920 and give him a holler. And, you know, if you've got some interest in history, you want to get involved, let him know.
And also, you've got a crowd there that helps us with history on Facebook, another crowd.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You got Max, and you've got the people at Facebook page with
Barbara Given-Bainey.
Yes, I have Barbara Given-Bainey.
BGB.
And she's got Remember in El Paso Win,
BGB,
her Facebook page, which is a great archive page for pictures and stories.
Remember
and
in El Paso,
yes,
Win. It's like, where'd you get that?
Yeah.
Somebody made that up, and that's what they do. But they get 33,000 members, she said.
Oh, gosh, it's more than that by now, I think.
I think it's about what you, they come and they go. But, and if you take some of their photos, be sure to credit them. And she's got a new moderator named Craig Hayes.
Ah.
And Barbara is the owner and chief admin, dot, Barbara Given-Bainey. And other admins are Paul Louis, L-E-W-E-Y. Is that how you say his name, Paul Louis? Paul Louis. Anyway, Paul Louis, John Hogan, Rich Duncan, Margaret
Paul
Smith.
Louis.
Paul Louis.
Louis.
And moderator Craig Hayes, Ken Weiss, Art Garcia. We read them all today, so they're all accredited there. All right, we're still talking about Mono's Hands of Fate for some reason. Oh, my God.
I think it's great.
It's nutty. And Jay Duncan is still around. Jay, tell me when you're ready for the last clip, because we got to get through that. In the meantime, that crazy movie has got a cult following. And I was looking on Wikipedia, a bunch of stuff. There's one in 2013, a project to produce a prequel entitled Manos, The Rise of Torgo. What do you know about that?
Yeah, I think there have been efforts along the way, but then for whatever reason, it may be due to
a copyright problem.
Being sued.
Oh.
I think that the project just kind of fell away. I know when the Plaza Classic Film Festival showed it in 2012, it was all set for the Kendall Kidd Auditorium, as you know, the big theater. And I think it was Hal Warren's son, Joe, that raised a bit of a ruckus about it, well, you know, it's a copyrighted and he wanted a percentage and so forth. So instead of selling tickets to it, it was just moved across the street to the Camino Real in the ballroom and shown free because Ben Solovi, the restoration person of the re-release of the film, was coming, and as was Jackie, and whom I met back in that time, in August of 2012. So I think probably rather than get into litigation, that project just kind of went away.
What is the problem with this guy and having a copyright issue? The original film did not have a copyright on it. And that's how
I know. I think he was kind of stretching the point, claiming that perhaps characters or script elements or something might have been under copyright, which is not true. And I think Jackie will be able to clarify a lot of that.
Jackie Neiman Jones.
Rather than even get involved with any kind of a lawsuit where no one really is a winner except the attorney.
What a selfish individual. I'll just say that right now. Jackie Neiman Jones, we're looking for her to call. Melissa, can you email her?
I'm texting her right now.
Yeah, tell her she's in a different time zone, so maybe she got the hour
she's
wrong.
I told her Mountain, 9 o'clock Mountain, so she's in Oregon. She lives in Oregon now.
Oh, fair enough.
In fact, that's where they filmed her second movie, or the second movie, this, Manos Returns. And they filmed it up there. It's kind of interesting.
And Jay Duncan.
Yeah, and I think the sheriff in that is actually the son of the one that was in the original film.
Okay. And why not just let this thing fly and people have a good time at it? Because I don't think there's going to be a lot of money made on this thing. They raised some money in Kickstarter to redo the thing, but I don't think anybody's going to make a fortune on this. And the thing about it is there was another one, Manos, The Search for Valley Lodge in 2010. Somebody began to work on that, and I think maybe that was squashed also for the same reason. I'm not totally sure.
I wanted to add something. Right. To Robert Smith or Bob Smith that the lady called in on. It was Robert Smith Jr. and he also co-wrote and did the arrangements with Russ Huddleston. So there were two of them on that. So he might even, if he's still around or knows, I'm trying to find information, but not been real lucky so far.
Oh, also Barbara Given-Baney has now weighed in on the baseball thing that you had for the top of the hour. Prior to El Paso Browns baseball team in 1890, there was a team called Everybody's Baseball Team. That's what she says is the name of it. Anyway, baseball field with the help. They had lumber merchants. The field was built where the San Jacinto, the plaza now stands. Anyway, life goes on. But, Jay Duncan, will you have another list of films since we're in the pandemic world. You had other strange films that have come across your desk or whatever, your screen. Why don't you hit one of those? If we get Jackie, we'll put her on. But in the meantime, talk about some of that, because I about had it with Mono's Hands of Fate. I don't know about you. Anything else you want to? Oh, no, wait a minute. We've got one more clip. Oh, my God.
That's right.
Should we go ahead and play the one
more
clip?
Yeah, get everybody involved.
Okay, you ready for that, Jay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Here we go.
I am Michael.
Oh, jeez.
I take care of the place while the master is away.
Keep the music, Andrew. I think this is the ending of the film.
It is. It's the end. It's the long end.
And the credits are rolling. And somebody said they apparently, let the music run, they apparently forgot to put credits at the beginning of the music. So when they had that Mystery Science Theater 3000, they were mimicking the fact that there were no credits at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
I got to go see that one, because having seen a few pieces of this one.
It's a riot. I mean, I loved to watch Mystery Science Theater anyway, just because it's so funny how they pan on the bad movies, you know, old science fiction movies. It's great.
Anyway, life goes on. Okay, Steve, now I think we've sort of run that one into the ground. Jay, unless you got something else on it.
Well, that was the actual final scene in the film, so we won't give it away by saying what it all entailed, I guess. For those that want to see it, you know, and don't want to have it spoiled.
Sure. But also, if you want to hear about it, it is actually on Wikipedia, where they run through every scene. And every scene on that thing is explained in detail. Shelley, is that Jackie calling in by any chance? No, we got one more phone call coming. It's not her. But the thing about that movie is it's so bad that you got to talk about it. But then I think at some point we have to be done with it. So that's where I'm at.
I'll never be done. It'll keep coming back.
It's like a bad penny. It keeps coming back.
I guess
flipping it over and over.
And Jackie will be able to.
Got to put that on hold.
You know, I mean, it's like a cottage industry. You know, I mean, there's the robe that was seen in the film was made by her dad, and she's doing those now in addition to, I think, trading car. I don't know, all kinds of merchandise associated with it just for the diehard fan.
Well, she wanted to make a sequel in actually 2016 entitled Manos Returns.
She did.
And it was not a recreation of Manos, but instead a tongue-in-cheek film written with a Manos storyline. And she described, I'm reading this off of Wikipedia, she described the planned product as being both funny and scary, and acting along the lines of Cabin in the Woods or Abbott and Costello meets Frankenstein. So she raised $24,000 on a Kickstarter thing, and filming began, and she was reprising her role as Debbie, and her father, Tom Naiman, was reprising his role as the master, and the whole thing was just nuts. And I don't know.
The trailer is actually on YouTube, so I don't know how far it's gotten as far as the actual completion of the film or
no, it's done.
Well,
it was released.
Yeah, I think it was done.
Yeah, and I even downloaded it from Amazon Prime, so I'm gonna have to watch it.
Well, 3 days before the planned release, and with the film in post production. The release was delayed because the unexpected death of her father at age 80. And so that's where the Wikipedia thought ends on that. So, all right, let's talk to you. We got somebody. We got a three-letter word, Roy, on the phone. Roy, we got you on the radio. What is on your mind? Did you ever go see that movie, Roy?
No, I want to ask Junkin when Jay, when he's going to play the thing at the theater down there at the museum.
I
want to go see it. You've sold it very good.
He's ready to see it, Jay.
Yeah, I think in the proper setting, you know, and done as like El Paso history and reasons why it should be seen maybe at least once, that could be fun. I know that I know that Melissa had an idea too about getting together some of the people involved and maybe having a little discussion in addition to the showing and going out
like a panel,
maybe the location, you know, so. So, but as far as I know, I don't know who's left other than Jackie, really. Well, I think Bernie Rosenblum, who was a stunt coordinator and had a small role in the acting, and I think he was actually involved in all aspects at some point, you know, from maybe assistant camera.
Well, Jay, listen, when you do it, I'll stay afterward and help you sweep up the popcorn that people throw at the screen. Okay?
Oh, God. Probably tomatoes, too.
Yeah. No fruit allowed into the theater.
Oh, okay, fine.
Oh, okay.
It'll be directed at me.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
but yeah, you know, it's just one of those phenomenons that just will not die.
I have one more for you.
You've done a good job of selling it to me, so I want to see it. Okay.
There you go, Roy. Thanks for calling.
Talk to you later, bye-bye. Roy.
You take her easy.
I have an addition, one that some of you may not have seen, and that's Manos, Hands of Felt. And what is that? It's a puppet show.
Oh.
I mean, it was actually done in a theater with puppets, and there's been comic books and video games and everything, right, Jay?
Yeah, there's been a video game. I know Jackie has written a book called Growing Up Manos, I think. It's from her perspective as a little girl, you know, and the phenomenon it became. And I think she still considers her time spent here. Making the movie is her happiest summer, you know, even though it was frustrating, you know, from the point of view from, you know, the actors and the technicians and so forth from, you know, she was six, I think, at the time and became seven, I think, soon after it was completed. But you have to ask her one question. Who were the two entities that did get paid? Because I think that's very interesting.
Everybody else was
promised a percentage, and I think it was like 300% or something. Oh, yeah, you could get 10%, you could get 15%, 3%. Well, actually, two people did get something from it, and she'll be able to bring that to the limelight, I think, which is very, very interesting.
They were interesting. She was talking, I'm looking at her blog that she had, and she was talking about the fact that how her dad, Hal Warren, the main person in this, was a silver-tongued devil in a sense that he could get people to do things, and he convinced a group of accomplished musicians to create an original soundtrack for the film they knew nothing about, saving the whole story for later, for you know, didn't tell them what they were doing it on. So they basically created this music with some ideas, but had no idea. And the singers, I think, let's see, Nikki Mathis, she did the Forgetting You, which is, should be the movie theme, Magic Circle, and what do you say, Russ Huddleston, Robert Smith Jr., who was Bob Smith, as young lady referred to earlier, and Chico Hamilton, all kinds of different places. You know, it's amazing.
Well, we got to take a break here, and Jay Duncan's with us. When we come back, explain to us, if you can think of something, where another movie was made in El Paso totally, because I know there are some cinematographers now coming up the ranks. Back in the day when cameras were hard to come by, not many people did that. But everybody can shoot a movie on their phone now. So what do you know about that's up and coming? Because Arthur was it Portillo? I think he's got something coming up. So there, anyway, a lot of things like that going on here. Taking a break, Jay Duncan on the phone. Jackie, if you're out there listening on
iHeart
somewhere, call us up. And let's give her the number.
Okay. The number she can call it, 915-544-5876, 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
This is Andrew J. Polk with News Radio 690 KTSM. El Paso has 43 total deaths from the COVID-19 coronavirus and 1,607 positive cases now. 793 patients have recovered, while 73 are currently hospitalized. Doniana County has 2 deaths and 259 cases total. Visit epstrong.org for details or for scheduling drive-through testing for the coronavirus, with expanded testing now available through next week. From the News Radio 690 KTSM News Desk, I'm Andrew J. Polk.
These days, being a small business means navigating uncertainty in a constantly changing situation. So if you're looking for one trusted source that will keep you informed daily, visit the iHeartRadio Small Business Crisis Resource. There you'll find small business resources to help you get through this, including the latest info on loans, grants, and other forms of relief. You'll also see stories about small businesses making a difference. So let's get through this together. Visit iHeart.com/small business today. That's iHeart.com/small business.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
You're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
And we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's Babbel.com.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, basically, we're going to get back to normal next week, but Bernie's coming in. That's not going to be...
we're never normal.
That's nutty normal. But, you know, he comes in. But it's going to review the many famous people buried around El Paso. Some of them were dead at the time.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. El Paso got weird there. But it was a focus on Concordia Cemetery in central El Paso. There were once several cemeteries in downtown El Paso. And I want Bernie to see if he can figure out where some of those were, because work crews still sometimes... they find them under streets and alleys. Like, oh, look at that. And you know that cemetery that was under the current history museum.
Oh, that was the Confederate, I believe, the Confederate cemetery.
Yeah, it's a federal cemetery. But that went way over toward where the ballpark is now.
Yeah.
I wonder if they found anybody. They wouldn't probably wouldn't.
Sure they
see,
did.
Yeah. Well, see,
they
now,
found everyone. Yeah.
Yeah, right. But you know those bodies were in a box, some of them?
Yeah, the last one was what, Missouri Man was one that they found on Missouri Avenue?
Well, they put them in the archaeology museum in boxes. And then one day, Patricia Kidney took them out to Concordia and buried them.
Yeah.
I filmed it. I mean, it's kind of a strange thing
to
do.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Oh, well, anyway.
And we had things around Concordia like that, too.
Those headstones are found all over the place.
Well, headstones and bodies were found outside the walls of Concordia.
Oh, they escaped.
Well, no, because they didn't have the walls back then, and they didn't really have it plied out, you know, played out then, so.
I think they just got out.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Bernie next week on May 23rd. May 30th, we're going to list and discuss many El Paso authors who have books that explain El Paso history. That's the premise anyway. But what I did was, our guest will be Cindy Milazzo by phone, who will talk about Texas Western Press people. And her mother knew a bunch of them, so that's why I thought that'd be a good idea. But the thing is, a bunch of those people actually wrote a whole lot about El Paso area history. But a lot of authors who are from El Paso didn't write about El Paso history. You know, they did other things. So if we miss one, or if we run over one that you don't like, tough. But I mean, you can call in and tell us to add another name on the list. It's not the definitive name. What I did was I searched on Google El Paso history authors, and I took that list as gospel, and I shouldn't have done that. But anyway, so Cindy and I added the Texas Western Press people and worked off of that. Okay, June the 6th, and that is coincidental with D-Day anniversary. Bob Chisholm will be our guest, and he's going to review the military history on the anniversary of D-Day, and we've asked Prince McKenzie to come in and help him. Bob is a World War II veteran, Korean War, and Vietnam War. He saw all that stuff. So, Bob, I didn't send you an email yet, but just be advised, Prince McKenzie will also be on the phone with you. And Prince is also instrumental, Melissa, in helping Bob put together a private military museum in El Paso.
Great.
Because, I mean, if it goes to Fort Bliss, they have a different attitude about museums on Fort Bliss. You know what it is? It goes with the people that are there.
Yeah.
They took the Air Defense Artillery Museum, and they moved it out of here.
Yeah.
And they took the V-2 rocket and they put the tanks
back. Not that they wanted them to do that, but they did it.
Well, that history was here.
Yeah.
Anyway, June 13th, Judge Bill Moody, he'll be our guest, explaining United States presidential visits to El Paso. There's been a bunch of them. And on June the 20th, Patricia Kidney is our guest to portray historic figures and history of the West, including high-spirited and scandalous women, some of whom were shady ladies. And I think she's on the phone, actually. What do you got?
You were going so long, I was fell asleep. No.
Don't do that.
I wanted to talk about, I was looking actually at some other things here. Mission Del Rey merchandise is available online at missiondelrey.com. That's where I was at.
Oh.
The $20 coupons are online, and you go to missiondelrey.com/EP History Show, and the Mission Del Rey system only allows one discount per order, and now you can call up and make an appointment to pick up your order at their main location, which is 1421 North Lee Trevino Drive. I won't even go to the suite number. It's suite number A. Go back in that area there. You'll see the signs. Or suite A7. There it is. And shop at missiondelrey.com. Or call them at 915-440-2140.
Too many fours in
there. I know.
You can't handle the fours today.
Yeah, don't want to call them.
No, they're a good crowd out there. And we can't give away stuff here. There's nobody at the front door anymore to give away things. So we cooked up a way to give coupons on their website. So there. Jay Duncan is still with us. Jay, I think we did stir up Patricia. You ready to hear from Patricia?
Sure.
Here she comes. Patricia, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is the Patricia.
I have an inner ear or inner something that buzzes when you all talk about Concordia.
Oh, there we are. So what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I wanted to remind everyone that our annual Memorial Day event is not going to happen this year because of the good old coronavirus. So, but we will have flags at our Camp Concordia site, the veteran site, and we'll have flags at the Buffalo Soldier area so people can still come on out and, you know, and honor their loved ones and all of those veterans who've gone before us.
Very nice, very nice. And Bernie, next week is going to talk about a lot of that. So, and
I want to make sure people don't make plans. Many people who are loyal to us.
But even if they do, they can come out and check out the cemetery and say their thoughts to all the veterans that are buried there.
But on
go way back.
On June 20th, we got you coming in here, or on the phone either way.
Mm-hmm.
And if they let people come in here again, that's another matter. But historic figures and history of the West. You got a whole bunch of people, and they're all women. You don't portray any men, do you?
No, but she knows
a lot about them.
I tell their stories. I mean, they're involved.
There's
of
a
course.
Stretch of character there that won't go there. But you can have all kinds of scandalous women, as you put it. High spirited.
High spirited,
yes, indeed. So, all right, we'll look forward to talking to you again on the 20th. Call us up in the meantime for sure. All right, good to hear from you. You take her easy.
All righty.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you, ma'am. You take her easy. All right, Jay Duncan, tell me, has there been any more interesting movies, feature length, done in El Paso? I mean, besides this Hands of Fate Manos thing?
Well, that's probably the most notorious.
Oh, God, yeah.
there have been some along the way. There was, I think, Joe Renteria did one called Toke.
Yes.
Had a showing at the Fox Bassett Theater.
Yeah.
And then just it disappeared. I don't know that it's even available anywhere to see. But it was done locally, and it was locally backed, I think, by backers. And like you mentioned, you know, with the smartphones and so forth, now you can shoot a movie on a telephone.
Oh, yeah, you can.
And a lot of the resolution is pretty darn good, you know. I mean, that enables, I think, creative people to at least give it a try because you know, at the time of Manos, there was no video, of course, at all. As far as other than commercial use, I guess.
You talked about the Bell and Hall camera. You had 32-second loads on that thing. Can you imagine stopping the scene to change film in the camera? And it took a while to do that.
I
run one of those old cameras back in the day. Like, okay, this is stupid, you know. And now the video.
That $19,000 that it cost was for the rental of the camera. And the processing of the film, it's my understanding.
Okay.
And so that's where the money went.
You know, there was a private group back in that day that I believe had processing and film cameras, and that was the Slaughter, Tyke Slaughter and his father. And I'm not sure what happened to all of that equipment, but some of their films still exist. We're going to try to resurrect some of those one day. But they shot a lot of film. Well, that'll be another whole story one day. We get into that stuff because they documented quite a bit of downtown El Paso as it was built. They have like the Bassett Tower being built on movie film, and
I know when I worked at the TV, you know, well, I've been at a few, but at Channel 4, I often wondered and I ask, whatever happened to all the news film, you know, that has been shot over the years, and it was processed, and you know, I was, I think, a junior in high school, and I was taking classes, of course, and then also going to work part-time at a place called Photography Unlimited, Jim Nicholas had.
Okay.
Who was a well-known photographer in the area, did a lot of aerial photography and shots and so forth. And I know at the time I was a processor for a lot of that 16-millimeter film that came through the news department. And I always wondered what happened to it, and I'm afraid that it was just junked. That'd be history that you can't replicate.
Some of the old Channel 9 stuff that was there when the Community Foundation took over Channel 9, they actually owned it for a while, I believe. Some of that stuff went to UTEP. But by and large, there's an awful lot of film that just hit the dumpster. All over town, and it just wasn't saved. So there's another whole, and now, of course, places like ABC7, they've got it saved online, so that's another matter. Let's talk further after the break. We've got to take one more break here and come back, and we'll hear maybe some of your pandemics or whatever else you want to do, because you're a film guy. You know stuff. Call us up if you think it's a good idea.
At 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
New York's mayor says he wants to keep the lockdown for months, and some governors agree. As the economy collapses, Newsmax is asking Americans like you when the lockdown should end. You can vote in the Newsmax poll about the lockdowns and President Trump. Just text BIRD to 39747. That's BIRD to 39747 and vote instantly. Congress and President Trump need to know your opinion about the lockdowns. Text BIRD to 39747 and the poll results will also be shared on Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing cable news channel in America, now in 70 million homes. Newsmax TV is on every major cable system, including DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, UVerse, Fios, Suddenlink, CenturyLink, WOW, and more. Check your cable guide. Everyone is talking about Newsmax TV with Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Watch Newsmax TV and don't forget to vote in the lockdown poll now. Just text the word BIRD to 39747. That's 39747 today.
The 2020 graduation is unlike any other, but we still have our traditions. So T-Mobile is supporting iHeartRadio's commencement podcast and worked with DJ Khaled to create the Toss Your Cap Challenge on TikTok. For every Toss Your Cap video, T-Mobile will donate another $5 to the nonprofit Jobs for America's Graduates, up to $200,000. iHeartRadio's commencement podcast is out now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. And check out T-Mobile's Toss Your Cap Challenge on TikTok.
Hi, I'm Susan Eisen. As a native El Pasoan, I started my jewelry business with one focus in mind, making sure our customers are always proud to wear a piece from Susan Eisen Fine Jewelry and Watches. 32 years later, I'm still here focusing on the same thing. Helping you before, during, and after the sale is part of the value and peace of mind you'll receive at Susan Eisen. I want to invite you to experience the Susan Eisen difference and see why thousands of El Pasoans have come to depend on us.
At 5857 North Mesa.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are you ready this week only in El Paso, Inc.?
As Tesla considers moving its headquarters to Texas, community leaders are touting the El Paso region as a great place for one of the world's largest electric automakers. But El Paso's not the only one in the game.
Also in the Inc., the CEO of Helen of Troy talks to El Paso, Inc., about the company's strong earnings report and the momentum the consumer product giant needs to get through this crisis of this disease thing.
You could call him El Paso's Dr. Fauci. When why El Paso's infectious disease expert says El Pasoans need to be prepared for a long game in dealing with the coronavirus.
Celebrating its 25th year, El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery.
To order your copy of El Paso Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, host Saul Sines talks to El Paso Elections Administrator Lisa Wise to see if fear of contracting coronavirus is a valid reason for requesting a mail-in ballot. Saul's guest also includes UTEP Communications Professor Dr. Richard Pineda, who says everything should be done to make sure voters can cast their ballot.
Dr. Pineda believes the issue of discouraging voting by mail, a mail-in ballot to coronavirus fears, is largely political. That's for sure. Join host Saul Sines at ABC 7 Extra Sunday night at 10:35 p.m.
Did I hear a comment on the news there? Yeah. A snide comment on the news?
Yes, yeah, I did.
Snickery's 90s.
I'm sorry.
All right, Jay, we got Jay Duncan here. Jay, we have a caller on the phone who wants to weigh in on something. You ready for a caller?
Yes.
And there's another call. Okay, here comes. This is George. George, good morning. How's the world?
Good morning, you guys.
Hi, George.
Great show today. The worst movie ever made, and it was made in El Paso and San Elizario.
Yes, it was.
Go figure, huh?
Yes. Listen, I wanted to call up before you run out of time. My friend Jay listed 10 pandemic, I think that's what you referred to them, movies. And they came out in the El Paso Times. Before you close today, could you have him talk about some of those?
Here it comes. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm going to hang up.
All right. Thanks a lot, George. You take your ease. All right, Jay, go for it. Pandemic movies.
Well, I listed 10. I'm sure there's been others, but many of these are pretty notable. And a lot of them have really good directors behind them and decent budgets, too. But I listed the 10 dating from 1950 up to 2011, so about 60-plus years there of them. So they've been around a while. But I'll just kind of go through the list, and then if there's any comments or to elaborate further, I'll be happy to. But The Killer That Stalked New York was shot on location and kind of semi-documentary style in New York, and based on a Cosmopolitan magazine article at the time, 1947, when the article appeared, about a smallpox outbreak. And it's based on a real threat at the time. Panic in the Streets was also 1950, and you had a director by the name of Ilya Kazan directing.
Oh, my gosh.
You have, you know, people like Richard Widmark and Paul Douglas starring, and Jack Palance in his film debut. Also, along for the ride was Zero Mostel playing associates of the victim who had prompted the investigation. Then you have one that's really hard to find. I think you can get it through Warner Brothers Archive, but it's called The Whip Hand. And it has to do with the Russians, and of course, this was during the Cold War, and the Russian under every bed, and a UFO in the sky. But the whip hand had to do with investigators discovering a Kremlin plot to poison the American water supply, and it contained an early villainous role by Raymond Burr, and it was directed by William Cameron Menzies, who was the production designer on a little-known film called Gone with the Wind. You know, so he directed a few films, too. And another one, which was Every Child's Nightmare, came out 2 years later, called Invaders from Mars, is remembered by kids of that era. No Place to Hide, which I think is not only true to its name, but it's impossible to find, from 1955, had to do with pellets containing the deadly virus that are unknowingly carried by two young boys on the run across the Philippines. And I think it's noted for one of the first USA-Philippine co-productions. Interesting film. I remember it quite well, though I haven't seen it in many decades. Mask of the Red Death was the seventh in a series of 8 Edgar Allan Poe adaptations for American International Pictures, directed by Roger Corman, had to do with the Red Death Plague. The Satan Bug, directed by John Sturges, who later went on to do The Magnificent Seven and The Great Escape as a director, has to do with flasks that are stolen from a defense fortress
of the deadliest bugs ever developed. The Omega Man was the second telling of Richard Matheson's classic novel, I Am Legend, and this one starred Charlton Heston. It has to do with a global pandemic plague. He's a sole survivor battling a plague of nocturnal albino mutants that that have survived but have been transformed.
They're back again,
and
then,
yeah,
a lot
really,
of mutants.
Yeah. And then the two most recent outbreak in 1995 with Dustin Hoffman, among others, was directed by Wolfgang Petersen, who did Das Boot and Air Force One. Battled the spread of a deadly virus brought into the United States by an African monkey. And really the one probably truest to what we're living right now, Contagion, in 2011, spread of a virus transmitted by respiratory droplets and fomites, attempts to medical researchers and public health officials to identify and contain it, the loss of social order in a pandemic. And that's directed by Steven Soderbergh, had an all-star cast, including Matt Damon and Gwyneth Paltrow. And then the Andromeda Strain from 1971 was a pretty big-budget film for the time and was helmed by director Robert Wise, who had done a couple of films called West Side Story and Sound of Music. And it was shot on location partly in Shafter, Texas, and I had the privilege of visiting the set in February of 1970.
Wow.
And meeting him and talking to him about my all-time favorite science fiction film, which he directed, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh, so, yeah.
These are just some of them, and many of them, like I mentioned, are not only quite good, but they're not B pictures, you know. They have sizable budgets, and they're treated seriously, and they have a story to tell. And any of those would be, I think, a recommendation to try to find. Many of them are available to stream or to watch on YouTube.
Did they make money? Some of those sound like they probably did with those stars.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think especially the latter ones there with the big stars. And even the Omega Man, you know, I mean, Charlton Heston was a huge star in 71,
yeah.
Coming
oh, yeah.
off of Ten Commandments and many other films, El Cid and so forth. So the Satan Bug, I think, you know, had Richard Basehart and as the star, George Maharis, who I think they were trying to groom as a movie star, having been on several seasons of Route 66. And it had, like I said, John Sturges. It has a thrilling helicopter scene at the end with, is this flask of this bug going to be dropped on the city of Los Angeles? And so a lot of them are very suspenseful and well-written. And by the mention of some of these directors, you know, these aren't B film makers. These are high-class A film people that wanted to be involved in something relevant in the story to tell, I believe.
You think we're going to get a movie out of the current problem?
Gee, I wouldn't be at all be surprised if
I don't want it right now. I don't want to see it, to be honest with you. I have no...
We lived it.
Yeah, I mean, we're all in the movie, so heck with it.
I think that's why we're all turning into zombies, albinos, especially because people aren't going outside.
And you go outside, you think cooks off, apparently.
Well, vitamin D's good for your immune system, and that's where you get most of your vitamin C's from the sun. So
D's.
Get out and get some sun, please.
D's. Okay, we're going to take a break here, but we do want to thank the crowd in the control room. Shelley Sutherland on the phones, doing her thing as a legacy child that she is.
Yes.
And what does that mean?
That means she's an important person. No, that's her father.
She has a father and a grandson named Sheldon.
That's right.
How about them apples?
And also, thank goodness they named her Sheldon.
And then, no, she got Shelley.
Shelley.
And then the guy in there, Andrew J. Polk.
Andrew, another legacy.
Another legacy child. Thank you for doing the board in there today. Appreciate that. Taking a break here. You can ring us up still. What's going on Facebook?
I just posted Jay's picture up and about what we were talking about today, and we're up about above 10,000 on people that have liked this. So
okay,
mono subject we were talking about, but I love the pandemic theater coverage we're doing.
We come back. I'll tell you how to find a podcast. With the Jackie Naaman Jones, who didn't call in, we thought she would, but I listened to it. It's a good half hour of who she is and what she's doing. We'll get that when we come back.
It's a lot of info.
544-5876
or 544-KTSM.
Amigos at 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with the free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Amigos on Montana has traditional El Paso Mexican food, plus salads, chicken, and chocolate flan. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos!
Sweet and salty bars from Nature Valley are a perfect combination of sweet and salty. So take a moment for yourself out here. You deserve every last bite. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Bars, now available in minis.
It's more important now than ever to reach out to customers and let them know what you're doing with your business. If you've updated your delivery options, created an online store, or just want to remind them how to reach you, radio is the best way to do it. Head to iHeartAdBuilder.com, and in just a few steps, you can build a radio ad, making sure customers hear your message. Visit iHeartAdBuilder.com and sign up today to get a free custom radio ad.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
You're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Say we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-589-5599. That's 800-589-5599. 800-589-5599. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Just so you know, Amigos has an outdoor patio open. You can also eat inside. 533-0155. Call. You can take a takeout down there. Also, a shout out to Ray Baca, Monterey Baca. Asset Management, 592-4549. Looking for people who are tired of the stock market roller coaster. He owns and manages apartment buildings.
People have always got to have a place to live.
He owns some of them. He manages it for you. He'll co-produce with you on that whole thing. Good guy there. So what do you got?
I've got Keystone Heritage Park. We're open, and you can visit, and you can enjoy the beautiful desert botanical gardens at Keystone, the lake, and the wetlands, 9 a.m. to sunset daily, except Mondays. Come out and visit, and as soon as the city allows us to rent out the botanical gardens for special events, We will do that. We're getting a lot of calls for that. Or if you have questions, call us at 584-0563 or visit the website or Facebook page.
What's the address? Do you have it offhand?
4200 Donovan Drive.
Donovan, it's on near Frontier, is across the street.
Yes.
All right, Jay Duncan's with us. We're about out of here, Jay. I'm sorry we didn't get our call in from the daughter who was in the movie.
She's wandering in the Northwest somewhere.
But, you know, Little Debbie at the time. But we did stir up a guy named Miggy Aventura. Have you heard this one? He has a podcast where he interviewed her. Do you know about that?
I don't believe I've seen that one. I know that she is pretty much all over YouTube, various interviews and so forth. Wow. Very interesting.
I listened to it, and you can go there on buzzsprout.com. And an episode.
Well, you had the link on the Facebook page.
It
you?
Is there.
Yeah.
Miggy put it on
I'll share that.
On our Facebook page. It's actually there. And so you can go see that if you wish. But it's an interesting, I listened to her very carefully, and she's all over the place doing stuff. So any last thoughts on today's adventure here? Manos, the hands of fate. I don't know that I need to worry about this movie ever again. I think we've done.
Oh, I think so.
Oh God,
it's got another.
I think
life.
We've done enough on it. What
we
are
have
your
to
thoughts?
Do returns.
There's, you know, I'm sorry that she didn't call in because not only would she have added a lot more information, having been not only a child but present during the shoot, but I did want to mention the two people. But the two entities that got paid for this, she got a new bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
And her dog, Shanka, which was the devil dog in the movie, not the poodle, but the big dog.
The Doberman.
Got a 50-pound bag of dog food. So those were the two payments.
That's the
payoff. Warren did.
A new bicycle and dog food. Somehow that's perfectly fitting for that movie. Oh, God. Well, Jay, thanks for being with us. And when it comes aground again, you will open up the theater down there at the International Museum of Art.
I'm looking forward to it and looking forward to everybody kind of watching the Sunset Film Society website, because as soon as I get word, it'll be there. And we're looking forward to gearing up again and going forth.
And we'll talk
and
about
And I posted
it.
Your Facebook or your website on our page so people can get a quick link to you.
And we're at El Paso History Radio Show for us guys here.
That's right.
And it's been an interesting show. Again, thanks to Control Room people. Shelly,
yay,
for doing a great job in
yay
here on the phones. It got strange there for about 10 minutes with all four lines.
It was interesting.
All four lines going in. I want to thank the Guidrys for calling in. They all have other names now. But Joan and her sister, they did ring up, and it was good to talk to them about with their involvement with their brother.
It's an interesting twist.
Interesting day, interesting history.
Fun stuff.
We're going to reconvene next week, maybe have a little different, more calm subject.
Ah.
Except maybe not. It'll be Bernie. And we'll see
how
far.
It'd be boring if it was calm.
Boiney BS himself coming in next week. Now, Melissa, shall we return?
I think we shall return.
Next week, y'all. Thanks for joining us. Jay, you take her easy. We'll see you in the streets.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Jay.
Thanks a lot. Take care, y'all. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915 585